Yo, what's up, world? What's good with you? Absalom Pionki TV. Back again. Shouts out to everybody out there in these YouTube streets, YouTube world. Doing what y'all do best, you know. That's just black girl magic, man. What you tripping over? You know what I mean? Ain't that serious. That's just black girl magic, you know? That's the power, man. That's the power. The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. Oh, snap. It must be magic, man. Something like, man. We ain't doing too much. Shout out to my dude, man. He be keeping me motivated. He be on my ass. So, shout out to my nigga, man. My nigga B. My nigga be in the shadows and shit. That's my nigga. Bless to my cousin Lou. For putting me on. You know, we working, man. Just like you should. But with that being said, that's just black girl magic. Play a little tunes, and then you know the rest. We're gonna get into a little something. Like, I'm gonna just do a little small commentary on some keynotes, you know, that I've been going over, and I'm gonna try to sync together what we got going on out here as best as I can. And with that being said, man, stay tuned. Hold on to your seats. Yes, sir. Let's get it.
Magic.
Yeah, must be magic. That's just black girl magic, man. You know, the term the great black mama of creation. You know what I'm talking about, right? You see, it was a time where the woman, you know, it was the woman of the universe that was portrayed as the heavens, you know, arching above, who was called the goddess Nut, you know. But, you know, in the Kemites' time, ancient Egypt, and all those other dynasties. You know what I'm talking about. That's that history, man. That's that mystery series, really. But they say the word history is basically his story. When you break it down, you know, using the etymological terms, the etymology, you know. But, you know, also the yoni is what they be talking about, that black magic, you know. That yoni magic. That yoni work. Yeah, man. That's deep shit. The uni. The oni, you know, the one. That's what that means, you know? That one circle, similar to the circle of life, you know, her yoni. That's what it is, man. That black girl magic shit. Also, that melanin, you know, that's in there. When you're talking about that black girl magic, you know, that's part of the great black mama of creation story. That melanin, man, is power, you know? As far as, like, the earliest icons, you know, of God was depicted as the black female. You know, that's what I'm basically saying with the kinky hair, the peppercorn hair. You know, that's the hair of the gods, man. You'd be like, that's nappy hair. No, that ain't nappy hair, man. That's non-ether right there, man. You tripping. You gotta love yourself. She gotta love herself and understand herself before she could love you. But the black stone also, you know, the black stone in Kaaba at Mecca. Long, long, long ago, that was once a symbol of the great black goddess. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You can't, you know, write this stuff out. This is the truest of the truth. I am that I am type shit. This is just what it is. That's that black girl magic. When you're dealing with the black magic, you got to deal with the black hole, the yoni, you know, the black hole. It's endless. It's like this space, the black manosphere. Got so many different ways to go, so many different galaxies. You know, like in the biblical Bible, it says, God says, my house has many mansions. That's the cosmos. That's also her cosmos. Shouts out to the other Ray J, you know, and Ice Diddy for dropping that science, man, to the world, because it's true. They have to invade her cosmos. When it comes to the big boned or heavy, you know, heavyweight, overweight, you know, those type of voluptuous women that they call fat, you know, those voluptuous women. That's the God symbol right there. That goes all the way back to when her name was called the Venus of Willendorf. And she, you know, when she was found here in these lands of Americas. The original land, right here, where we at. Even when they so-called brought her over to Africa. And some would say when they brought her over here to America. Whichever one you want to go by. But that was her. The big, you know, the big butt, the big breasts. Beautiful day out, man. I love to come and chill and, you know, vibe outside with, you know, with nature, man. A lot of times when I'm doing these recordings and streams and whatnot. But yeah, her name was Venus of Willendorf, man. That's where you get all that, you know, that chunkiness from. The voluptuous woman. So quit with the big girl shaming, you know? That's black girl magic. That's just black girl magic. The Caucasian never had an issue with it. That's real talk. What else we got going on, man? I mean, in her many names, even throughout India, you know, it included things like Ida, Sarasvati, Shakti, Kali, you know, like the vice president at hand right now, Kalmala, Kali, that's the Kali energy, Shandi, Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth and good fortune. And she on her shit. You know, she adds to the cause. But yeah, man, also, you can even talk about the three divine fluids that represent the great Black Mamba of creation story, you know? Which is just black girl magic. And you're dealing with A, which would be the water, B, which would be the blood, and C, which would be like the milk. All those three it's like so prevalent and imminent to what, you know, goes on with us, especially with her. Because you're born inside, you know, inside of the water, pretty much. You're living inside the water. You come out of the water. She's symbolic of that also. The blood, you know, like the blood of Christ. Symbolic, man. She got that mitochondria DNA. So that's where it starts. It's like the original. That's her. And the milk. Through birth, the child has to get milk, right? Breast milk. That's the most sacred thing, you know, when we're dealing with the human, you know, human self. A baby can't survive without that. That's black girl magic, man. The woman has power, man. It's true. Real power. She is the original Alpha and Omega as the great Black Mama of creation. That's what they call her. And going back to Egypt, which was called Kemite, you know, like I said, where she was heavily revered, you know, not just there, all across the universe, throughout all different cultures. But in Egypt, she was the goddess of the great bear. You know, that's like the known as the zoomorphic symbol that they used to go off of, because they had a reverence for nature and, you know, the species, the creations out here. They didn't do like how we do now in today's society that we live in. But anyway, she was the symbol of the hippopotamus. You know, the hippos stay in water. And I'm not sure, but they might even give birth in water, too. I might got to double check that one. Don't quote me on that. I'm not a scholar. That's just black girl magic, though. That's powerful shit, man. You can do the research and check it out, you know? Don't quote me on it. But yeah, she was also referred to as Lilith. You know, Lilith from the Bible? You know, they said that it was like 18 books of the Bible that got taken out. So before Eve, it was Lilith who was the first, you know, first of Adam's wife, the first wife of Adam. And they said that she was, you know, deemed as the mother of demons, the destroyer, and seducer of men. That's crazy, man. Ain't that how it is? When you're dealing with a feminine woman, or a woman that's not really in her feminine bag, she could do all kind of tricks, man. But they say Lilith demanded equality, man. And to co-rule, and she wouldn't submit to Adam's attempt to dominate her sexually. That's just black girl magic, man. Lilith, she was vilified, man. Vilified as the whore. The hag, you know, the witch. The bloodsucker. Succubus, you know, labeled as impure. She was looked upon as the enchantress, you feel me? And also the subtle serpent. Yeah, man, that shit was raw, man. Those were the times back then. Just gotta tap back into it. And on some fronts, I see out there, I see what's going on. You got a lot of women that's getting back into their spirituality, getting back into their spiritual bag. But that's just black girl magic. You know, even down to the story, going back into the biblical book of the Bible where they say the allegorical story of the three wise men. Yeah, well, they say they was actually three wise women. Imagine that. Wouldn't put it past them. Woman is very powerful, man. And she's revered throughout the whole universe. The great mama creation story. Mama is represented by the number 13. It's a symbolic number. That's why they'd be like, Friday the 13th is bad. No, it's not. That's a good day. But the original Trinity was 3 and 1. You know, the mother, the father, and the son. Or the mother, the father, and the daughter, but most likely the son, because that's where you get the son. The creation, the sun, which is also symbolic of Jesus, also known from the Hebrew term Yahshua. They even say every woman really has 13 menstruation periods, but they call it moonstruation periods, cycles a year. No cap. For real, they say it's supposed to be 13 months in a year, not 12. Shouts out to Brownsburg, my brother, man. Yeah, we're just having a quick build and dialogue about black girl magic. People be scared of this shit, man, that we dealing with. Ain't nothing to be scared of. This is who we are. There is a dark side. We gotta just tap into that shit, man. That's our power. That's our true power. She is who she is. Talking about the most powerful being on the goddamn universe, man. She's sleeping. She fell asleep. She's in a deep sleep. Like in a coma. Yeah, man. That's just black girl magic. It is what it is, man. I love my brothers that's having these conversations, but it's getting redundant, man. Shit is getting redundant, man. It's like black girl shaming and shit. I'm not saying we can't address the shit that's going on, you know, and put it on blast, but it's the way out. You gotta dissect that shit. You gotta take the good with the bad. And when I'm thinking about things like SYSBM, I know what some of the brothers is looking at it. They going on, they dating out. I ain't doing that. I think Save Yourself Black Man is just saying, you're going to do whatever you can to make sure you win. You're not going to settle where you know you can get the best of the best. And a real man, he demands that type of shit. You don't got to go out there and ask him for her to change no kind of behavior. You demand it. Not even by words, by action. Is she going to play for the team or she not? She got to fill out this application when she's dealing with me. I am the job.
I tell her fuck that, nigga.
That's a fact.
Springs. Say Maurice Mixay.
Black girl magic, man. I know some of them going to say in that picture, too. Don't it look like the girl was smoking weed? Maybe she was, maybe she wasn't. But that's come from the ground, man. God said you can have every plant, every herb that grows, man, and out the ground, man. That's black girl magic, man. Do you think the natives or the chiefs and all that was cheap enough? They had their gas, man. That's another story, though. We out of here, though, man. It's that black girl magic shit, man. I'm putting my shit, man. I'm out of here, man. Shouts out to the world, man. Peep game.
To have you near me, to have you near me.
magic. Must be magic, huh? I told you, that's just black girl magic. And with that being said, we out of here, man. One. Yo, what's up, world? What's good with you? Absalom Pionki TV. Back again. Shouts out to everybody out there in these YouTube streets, YouTube world. Doing what y'all do best, you know. That's just black girl magic, man. What you tripping over? You know what I mean? Ain't that serious. That's just black girl magic, you know? That's the power, man. That's the power. The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. Oh, snap. It must be magic, man. Something like, man. We ain't doing too much. Shout out to my dude, man. He be keeping me motivated. He be on my ass. So, shout out to my nigga, man. My nigga B. My nigga be in the shadows and shit. That's my nigga. Blessed to my cousin Lou for putting me on. You know, we working, man. Just like you should. But with that being said, that's just black girl magic. Play a little tunes, and then you know the rest. We're gonna get into a little something like I'm gonna just do a little small commentary on some keynotes, you know, that I've been going over, and I'm gonna try to sync together with what we got going on out here as best as I can. And with that being said, man, stay tuned. Hold on to your seats. Yes, sir. Let's get it.
Magic, yeah. The way you Call her jumping Jack Jackson. Yeah. Said I ain't calling the wild, she lost attraction. Right. Told me that's the way love goes, Janet Jackson. See, I'm all in the bag, it ain't no captain. I'm just trying to work my magic, that's Aladdin. Put you in a nice big house, money stacking. Maybe I could make you my wife.
Girl, you got me
Yeah, must be magic. That's just black girl magic, man. You know, the term the great black mama of creation. You know what I'm talking about, right? You see, it was a time where the woman, you know, it was the woman of the universe that was portrayed as the heavens, you know, arching above, who was called the goddess Nut. You know, but, you know, in the Kemites' time, ancient Egypt, and all those other dynasties. You know what I'm talking about. That's that history, man. That's that mystery series, really. But they say the word history is basically his story. When you break it down, you know, using the etymological terms, dealing with etymology, you know. But, you know, also the yoni is what they be talking about, that black magic, you know, that yoni magic, that yoni work. Yeah, man, that's deep shit. The uni, the oni, you know, the one. That's what that means, you know, that one circle, similar to the circle of life, you know, her yoni. That's what it is, man. That black girl magic shit. Also that melanin. You know, that's in there. When you're talking about that black girl magic. You know, that's part of the great black mama of creation story. That melanin, man, is power, you know? As far as like the earliest icons, you know, of God was depicted as the black female. You know, that's what I'm basically saying with the kinky hair, the peppercorn hair. You know, that's the hair of the gods, man. You'd be like, that's nappy hair. No, that ain't nappy hair, man. That's non-ether right there, man. You tripping. You got to love yourself. She got to love herself and understand herself before she could love you. But the black stone also, you know, the black stone in Kaaba at Mecca. Long, long, long ago, that was once a symbol of the great black goddess. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You can't, you know, write this stuff out. This is the truest of the truth. I am that I am type shit. This is just what it is. That's that black girl magic. And when you're dealing with the black magic, you got to deal with the black hole. The yoni, you know, the black hole, it's endless. It's like this space, the black manosphere. Got so many different ways to go, so many different galaxies. You know, like in the biblical Bible, it says, God says, my house has many mansions. That's the cosmos. That's also her cosmos. Shouts out to the other Ray J, you know, and Ice Diddy for dropping that science, man. To the world, because it's true. They have to invade her cosmos. when it comes to the big boned or heavy, you know, heavyweight, overweight, you know, those type of voluptuous women that they call fat, you know, those voluptuous women. That's the God symbol right there. That goes all the way back to when her name was called the Venus of Willendorf. And she, you know, when she was found here in these lands of Americas. The original land, right here, where we at. Even when they so-called brought her over to Africa. And some would say when they brought her over here to America. Whichever one you want to go by. But that was her. The big, you know, the big butt, the big breasts. Beautiful day out, man. I love to come and chill and, you know, vibe outside with, you know, with nature, man. A lot of times when I'm doing these recordings and streams and whatnot. But yeah, her name was Venus of Willendorf, man. That's where you get all that, you know, that chunkiness from. The voluptuous woman. So quit with the big girl shaming, you know? That's black girl magic. That's just black girl magic. The Caucasian never had an issue with it. That's real talk. What else we got going on, man? I mean, in her many names, even throughout India, you know, it included things like Ida, Sarasvati, Shakti, Kali, you know, like the vice president at hand right now, Kalmala, Kali, that's the Kali energy, Shandi, Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth and good fortune. And she on her shit. You know, she adds to the cause. But yeah, man, also, you can even talk about the three divine fluids that represent the great Black Mamba of creation story, you know? Which is just black girl magic. And you're dealing with A, which would be the water, B, which would be the blood, and C, which would be like the milk. All those three is, it's like so prevalent and imminent to what, you know, goes on with us, especially with her. Because you're born inside, you know, inside of the water, pretty much. You're living inside the water. You come out of the water. She's symbolic of that also. The blood, you know, like the blood of Christ. Symbolic, man. She got that mitochondria DNA. So that's where it starts. It's like the original. That's her. And the milk. Through birth. The child has to get milk, right? Breast milk. That's the most sacred thing, you know, when we're dealing with the human, you know, human self. A baby can't survive without that. That's black girl magic, man. The woman has power, man. It's true. Real power. She is the original Alpha and Omega as the great Black Mama of creation. That's what they call her. And going back to Egypt, which was called Kemite, you know, like I said, where she was heavily revered, you know, not just there, all across the universe, throughout all different cultures. But in Egypt, she was the goddess of the great bear. You know, that's like the known as the zoomorphic symbol that they used to go off of, because they had a reverence for nature and, you know, the species, the creations out here. They didn't do like how we do now in today's society that we live in. But anyway, she was the symbol of the hippopotamus, You know, the hippos stay in water. And I'm not sure, but they might even give birth in water, too. I might got to double check that one. Don't quote me on that. I'm not a scholar. That's just black girl magic, though. That's powerful shit, man. You can do the research and check it out, you know. Don't quote me on it. But yeah, she was also referred to as Lilith. You know, Lilith from the Bible. You know, they said that it was like 18 books of the Bible that got taken out. So before Eve, it was Lilith who was the first, you know, first of Adam's wife, the first wife of Adam. And they said that she was, you know, deemed as the mother of demons, the destroyer, and seducer of men. That's crazy, man. Ain't that how it is? When you're dealing with a feminine woman, or a woman that's not really in her feminine bag, she could do all kind of tricks, man. But they say Lilith demanded equality, man, and to co-rule, and she wouldn't submit to Adam's attempt to dominate her sexually. That's just black girl magic, man. Lilith, she was vilified, man. Vilified as the whore. The hag. You know, the witch. The blood sucker. Succubus. You know, labeled as impure. She was looked upon as the enchantress, you feel me? And also the subtle serpent. Yeah, man, that shit was raw, man. Those were the times back then. Just gotta tap back into it. And on some fronts, I see out there, I see what's going on. You got a lot of women that's getting back into their spirituality, getting back into their spiritual bag. But that's just black girl magic. You know, even down to the story, going back into the biblical book of the Bible, where they say the allegorical story of the three wise men. Yeah, well, they say they was actually three wise women. Imagine that. Wouldn't put it past them. Woman is very powerful, man. And she's revered throughout the whole universe. The great mama creation story. Mama is represented by the number 13. It's a symbolic number. That's why they'd be like, Friday the 13th is bad. No, it's not. That's a good day. But the original Trinity was 3 and 1. You know. The mother, the father, and the son. Or the mother, the father, and the daughter. But most likely the son, because that's where you get the son. The creation, the son, which is also symbolic of Jesus, also known from the Hebrew term Yahshua. They even say every woman really has 13 menstruation periods, but they call it moonstruation periods, cycles a year. No cap. For real, they say it's supposed to be 13 months in a year, not 12. Shouts out to Brownsburg, my brother, man. Yeah, we're just having a quick build and dialogue about black girl magic. She would be scared of this shit, man, that we dealing with. Ain't nothing to be scared of. This is who we are. There is a dark side. We gotta just tap into that shit, man. That's our power. That's our true power. She is who she is. Talking about the most powerful being on the goddamn universe, man. She's sleeping. She fell asleep. She's in a deep sleep. Like in a coma. Yeah, man. That's just black girl magic. It is what it is, man. I love my brothers that's having these conversations, but it's getting redundant, man. Shit is getting redundant, man. It's like black girl shaming and shit. I'm not saying we can't address the shit that's going on, you know, and put it on blast, but it's the way how you gotta dissect that shit. You gotta take the good with the bad. And when I'm thinking about things like SYSBM, I know what some of the brothers is looking at it. They going on, they dating out. I ain't doing that. I think Save Yourself Black Man is just saying you're gonna do whatever you can to make sure you win. You're not gonna settle where you know you can get the best of the best. And a real man, he demands that type of shit. You don't gotta go out there and ask him for her to change no kind of behavior. You demand it. Not even by words, by action. Is she gonna play for the team or she not? She gotta fill out this application when she's dealing with me. I am the job.
I tell her, fuck that, nigga.
That's a fact. Spring, say more respect, say. Black girl magic, man. I know some of them gonna say in that picture, too. Don't it look like the girl was smoking weed? Maybe she was, maybe she wasn't. But that's come from the ground, man. God said you can have every plant, every herb that grows, man, and out the ground, man. That's black girl magic, man. Do you think the natives or the chiefs and all that was chiefing them? They had their gas, man. That's another story, though. We out of here, though, man. It's that black girl magic shit, man. I'm playing my shit, man. I'm out of here, man. Shouts out to the world, man. Peep game.
Shake it, no, I can't break it, no, and the truth is
is bold. This just keeps you on my brain. All I wanna do is be with you.
Black girl, magic, chilly about the action. Firecracker, call her jumping Jack Jackson. Yeah. Said I ain't calling the wild, she lost attraction. Told me that's the way love goes, Janet Jackson. See, I'm all in the bag, it ain't no captain. I'm just trying to work my magic, that's a ladder. Put you in a nice big house, money stacking. Maybe I could make you my wife.
Girl, you got me long.
Must be magic, huh? I told you. That's just black girl magic. And with that being said, we out of here, man. One.